Well, earlier this week, we posted a story to our website that Cattlemen's Beef Board CEO Polly Rulin had been chosen as one of eight 2013 Eisenhower USA Fellows. This fellowship will allow her to create and execute an intensive 4 to 5 week program studying U.S. beef in Japan and Taiwan.
In 2003, Japan was a leading consumer of U.S. beef. However, when we discovered that case of BSE, that effectively shut down the market. Since the market reopened, we've had limitations on the age of cattle that are allowed for import. And despite that, despite those limitations, which are pretty severe as far as U.S. production goes, we've regained much of the market in Japan. Now we're looking at a situation where potentially those limitations could be lifted and we would be able to use under 30 months beef rather than under 20 months beef, which is a huge opportunity for U.S. beef. So right now, Japan particularly is an enormously important market for U.S. beef. That matters to producers because any beef we sell to Japan, and a lot of the beef we sell to Japan is beef that we don't sell very profitably here in the U.S., supports domestic prices for producers, removes supply from the domestic supply, and supports prices. So if we can sell more beef to Japan, it's really good for U.S. producers.
Rulin will work with key industry contacts like the U.S. Meat Export Federation to evaluate techniques and messages to help producers better distinguish U.S. beef in both markets.
Yeah, USMEF has offices in Japan and Taiwan, so it's a really lucky thing for me that I'll be able to work closely with them. They're already a checkoff contractor, and they have a lot of the contacts that I'll need to do the in-depth work that I plan to do on there on branding U.S. beef for more efficient marketing of U.S. beef in Japan and Taiwan. They have a lot of those resources, so it's going to allow me to really get an in-depth look and an even better look, perhaps, than someone who wasn't able to have the relationship that the checkoff has with USMEF. So they're a wonderful resource, and I expect they'll be very important to the success of this project.
Rulin said this gives her an opportunity to see the international market where the beef checkoff spends a fairly significant percentage of money. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.